Boys, welcome back to Steak and Eggs, episode 67. As always, I'm joined with my friend Asmongold and Emeru. And man, I missed y'all so much. Really excited to see, I wasn't on the episode last week. Really loved those comments. Those were great. Did you see them last week?
It's crazy you weren't on the show and all the comments were still complaining. Or like
I can't believe how stupid he is.
Like, I'm not even here. By the way, S-Man looked awesome.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight. People are saying he's on Ozempic. They're saying he's on drugs. Guys, hey, parasocial viewers, keep it up. You're really doing a lot. Keep it up. Yeah, he really appreciates those comments, okay, guys?
Yeah, it actually, people should take it as a compliment. It's kind of like when you play League of Legends and you're like smurfing, like 15-0, and somebody says, oh, this guy's hacking when you're not. Oh, bro, it feels awesome. But yeah, people in Austin are getting in shape. I'm down to 243 pounds now from 340. But I got to address the elephant in the room. Why was I not here last week?
Man. I actually have no fucking idea.
I know.
Yeah, what happened?
Wait, was it bad without me or was it like fun?
I mean, I don't even remember what happened last week.
It was chill.
I think it was fine.
It was yapping. Okay. Was that the first time you missed an episode? Because I know I've missed one or two, and Asmund's missed one.
I missed a soda episode, and then I missed an S-Fan episode.
Okay.
So I missed two.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The first time Chance was on, you got replaced.
Yeah. So I just lost my voice last week. The day I was going back to streaming, I lost my voice. Very unfortunate. Totally out of nowhere. No big deal. But since then, if you've seen my Twitter, I've been hospitalized twice since then.
What'd you do?
Holy shit. Okay. Just to even go back, this is going to be a long one. So first one, went to the hospital because I moved into my new house. Thought it was going great. My roommate, Anna, she went to go install a new thermostat and she messed it up a little bit and one of the cables came out. No big deal.
Yeah,
$150,
sure.
Go fix it, is what it is. We call the electricians and they come over, they check things out. They say, oh, just a quick little plug it in, good to go. But just in case, we're going to check out your heater and AC just to see if anything's short-circuited. Yeah. We're in this house for maybe 24, 48 hours. The carbon monoxide tube was completely broken.
That's
which
good.
Means the carbon monoxide that was supposed to be leaving our house was not leaving our house.
That sounds fun.
Yes. And if we did not catch that, things would have ended up very, very poorly. But we did. Fix it up. Tube's good to go, and also all of the air filters had not been replaced in years.
Okay.
So the air quality was terrible. The carbon monoxide leak was terrible. And I'm a guy who has asthma. Freaked me the fuck out. I thought I was dying because my body, the air quality was so low. I was breathing air, and my body was convinced, hey, man, you're not breathing the right air. You need to go to the hospital. That one, no big deal.
You're not breathing the right air, so you went to the hospital.
Yes.
And then what did they say to you there?
They said, this was so funny. Okay, so I go to the hospital. They're just letting me know I'm just having a panic attack. And if I want to talk to a doctor, I'm not insured because I'm stupid. And they bring me out a little pamphlet that says, this is how much it'll cost if you talk to a doctor without insurance.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I say, so if I leave right now, how much do I pay? And they say, well, the doctor hasn't seen you, so nothing. And I said, thank you very much. I'll be going home right now.
How much was it?
$430 just to talk to a doctor.
Just to talk to him?
Just to talk to him. Yeah. So I was like, I'm good. Went home.
Did you go to an emergency care place?
Emergency care.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate to tell you this, but like next time come in dressed like I do. Because if you do, I went into one of those and they said, you need to see a doctor. We're just going to look at you. You don't have any fucking money. Look at you. You're a crackhead. And they just let me go.
Yeah, wait. Same thing happens to me because I usually go there like dressed like fucking bum. They charge me like $200.
Yeah.
Maybe they have like different tiers of like, what'd you say? It was like a folder?
Yeah, it was literally like talk to doctor, get scanned, MRI, some bullshit like that. Yeah, I shouldn't have gone to my Bugatti.
The premium folder, the premium menu.
Yeah, I went in my Bugatti car and my fucking Gucci tuxedo. That was a misplay. It was very unfortunate. But next time, I was having a conversation with one of my family members. And you know when something happens and you know that that's how it happened, and you have proof that that is exactly how it happened, and you can show the person that what they're saying isn't true, and they still say that you're lying, and they speak it with such conviction that you start to believe them.
Oh, yeah, my chat does that every day.
Yep. So that happened to me, and I finally broke. I went to sleep, and I thought, because my thing is, whenever I'm in a bad mood, I just sleep it off. I wake up in the morning, I'll feel fine.
I do the same thing.
Yep. Never. Yep. I wake up, heart rate. Like 150, 160, near heart attack range.
Yeah.
I can't think thoughts in my head at all. The only thing that's playing is the anime opening to Tokyo Revengers, which, to be admitted, is a banger. Look it up. Great ass song.
Okay.
It's called Cry Baby on YouTube. I go to go piss. I'm so afraid my dick is back inside my body.
Oh, yeah.
You've ever experienced that?
No.
Okay. So I have what's called a warrior's cock. And so, you know how when they-
I know what you're going to say.
So when fight or flight kicks in, your dick goes back inside your body to protect you from the old Greek fights where in sword fight, your dick would be a weakness.
Is this real?
Okay. So this is it's a very common example of something that's 80% fake, but there is 20% of it that is real.
Okay. Whatever. I won't ask any more in depth than that.
Yes. Yeah. 20% it's real. But it's not as real as it's... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. So I have warrior's cock, as always, because I'm an alpha male. I'm a high testosterone individual, post-TRT, of course.
So it's not only because of that. It's also... Well, I could get into this, but we don't need to get into this.
Because I'm bald. Go downstairs, and the thing about me is, you see me online, you think I'm one way. But in real life, when I'm upset, when I'm scared, when I'm angry, I will never raise my voice, ever. And so I think I'm dying. I can barely, I can't think in here, but I can still act. And I'm sweating and I'm about to vomit. And I knock on my roommate's door, Leroux. He's my rock. And I say, hey, Leroux, yep. And he says, yeah, what's up? You want to play magic or something? And I say, no, I think I'm dying. And if you can call an ambulance, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And he says, okay. Yeah, you got it, buddy. He gives me a hug. He says, everything's going to be okay. And I say, yeah, I know. I'm all good. And he walks me to the kitchen. And, I start drinking 3 bottles of Arizona green tea because I've never been thirstier in my entire life. And I'm cold sweating and I'm blurred visioning. And I look him and I grab him by the shoulders and I say, Leroux.
Isn't the tannin from tea some sort of inhibitor? I don't know if that was the right decision.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for your heart.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't remember exactly how.
Well, it was fucking delicious.
Caffeine in your heart.
Arizona tea, I don't think is caffeine.
Yeah, it does.
What?
What?
Arizona, I've never had it.
How would you know?
Well, because I've seen the
it's green tea.
Well, because teas come from tea leaves, and I know what the effect of tea leaves are.
Yes.
I didn't know there was caffeine in it.
What?
Hey, yo, Jay, is there caffeine in Arizona green tea?
Most tea has caffeine.
Really?
Dude, if Arizona green tea doesn't have caffeine, it's just fake tea then.
Wait. No. I want to know. I think she's wrong.
Let's pull it up.
Green tea has caffeine. 7.5 milligrams of caffeine in every 8-ounce serving.
What's in a Dr. Pepper?
Probably about 150.
What's in a
150? No way.
Dr. Pepper has crazy caffeine.
Okay, 7.5.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
Okay, so...
It's 41 versus 7. And also the green tea cans are larger.
No, but this is for 12 ounce, so you have to
divide
it by...
We'll go back to the other one. So it's 41 for a 12 ounce.
This is important, guys.
And this is an 8 ounce.
I was like, guys, I almost died.
So then you'd have to reduce it by half. And so it'd be 41. You'd have to reduce it by, I don't know, about like 16 or 17 or so.
Yeah.
So...
There's more caffeine in a Dr. Pepper than green tea.
Yeah, way more.
That's disgusting.
It's not the same thing.
No, but I thought that...
Okay, to be fair, you technically were right. I didn't know that.
How is it technically right? I was just right.
Well, no, you were, but it's not like the caffeine in sodas. So it's like, it's not a 1-to-1. It's like a 0.5-to-1.
So anyway... So
there's no fucking sense.
How about this? You were totally dying, wrong. Right? Yeah.
No, right. I was right. There's right and wrong.
Well, yeah.
How can you be...
She's right, but she wasn't right. She's not as right as she thinks she is.
Guys, okay? This is the last episode of Steak and Eggs. We're breaking up.
Yeah.
So, anyways, something way less important. So I was dying, right?
And
I I look Laureau in the eyes and I say, hey man, I just want to let you know that I appreciate everything that we've been through, and you've always been my best friend. And when I die, I want you to take over my channel.
Okay.
And he says, man, you don't need to say things like you're going to be okay, man. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, well, I just want you to know that. So Laureau goes outside and he talks to the paramedics. Two beautiful women, by the way. Nice. Absolutely gorgeous. That was a huge bonus. I got to talk to hot chicks.
Okay.
That was dope. And he goes out. I found this out post, I'm telling you now. And he told these two paramedics, hey, you're going to think my buddy is fine because he's really good at hiding it. But I promise you on the inside, he is freaking the fuck out. Okay. And they say, okay. And Laureau comes back inside. And he says, okay, John, they're good for you. Let's go on and get in the ambulance. Have you guys ever ridden in an ambulance?
No.
Yes.
What? Have you told me about this?
Nope.
Are you ever?
Nope.
Okay.
Finish your story.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Yeah, so I talked to these ladies. I'm pretty sure today's my last day on Earth, and I feel like there's any chance for my survival. I feel like I should go with you guys. That's all right with you.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, really? Why is that? And I'm just like, well, I just think I've had it far too good for far too long. So I think it's just, I think it's about time to call it wraps. So
yeah, it's done.
Yeah, so I think
you've overstayed your welcome.
Yeah. And I said, yeah, if it's cool with you, I'd like to just get in the ambulance now, please. And they say, okay. And they bring me up there and they say, we can see that your heart rate's through the roof, but other than that, like, you know, there's blood getting to your fingertips, you're seeming all good. How are you still calm in a situation like this? And I say, well, have you guys ever heard of the game Among Us? So,
in the game.
Yeah, go ahead.
In Twitch Rivals, I'm like top five North America in Among Us. So I'm like really good at hiding how I feel, because in this game, you don't want to get caught when you're the imposter. And they say, yeah, well, I don't really know what that's all about, but we understand. And I just say, yeah, I feel like I was finally made crazy by this person. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, and I say something really deep. And this, I had to emotionally take 2 days after. I've taken 2 days off after this, which really fucked me up, pissed me off. I had a great stream today, though. I'm loving being back to streaming. And I say, and I meant this from the bottom of my soul, the world is a much worse place than I originally had thought. And I meant it. In that moment, I meant it. Because I'm usually a very optimistic guy about the world. I love the world. But in that moment, I meant it.
What, did you read Twitter?
No, what I realized is it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you treat people. The only thing that matters is people's perception of you.
You build 100 bridges and you suck one dick. You're not a bridge builder, you're a dick sucker.
Exactly. And in that moment, I was so demoralized realizing to this family member, and I've always had issues with them, no matter how hard I try for this person, it doesn't matter what I do, they will always treat me like shit. And I was like,
fuck them.
Yep.
Fuck them.
Absolutely.
Well, have you ever seen a raccoon?
Yep.
You try to be nice to a raccoon and the raccoon's still going to try to bite you and scratch you. You know why?
Is there a raccoon?
It's a fucking raccoon. That's just what it does.
Yep.
And yeah, it's just what it does. You don't have to get, it's not the raccoon's fault. It's just a raccoon.
And I shed a single tear. Well, I said that.
Yeah?
Very dramatic, very anime moment.
Did anybody clap?
No, but I did get a hug, and that was very sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Did they charge you for the hug? Like $1,000?
I actually haven't even checked the bill. I should check the bill right now.
Emotional support.
I haven't checked it.
He's getting, the itemized.
Yeah.
The itemized list.
I also broke like 4 or 5 NDAs while talking to this person.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I said, you cannot repeat anything I said. And they said, there's patient confidentiality. Yeah. And I said, oh, thank God. So I go down to talk to the doctor, and the doctor's like, so, weirdest accent I've ever heard. So why are you in here? I mean, seems to me like you're having a little bit of anxiety, and I'm not really a psychiatrist, but if you want to talk about it, you can. I can give you a referral. Then he takes these two pills, he puts them in my mouth. Muscle relaxers, makes me down some water. Had no idea. That was the best sleep I ever got. I was out like a light. Like, dude, in an hour, I fell asleep hard. Muscle relaxers, bro, those were fucking insane. But they're highly addictive, so I'm trying to stay away. And I'm talking to him, and I'm letting him know what's going on. I tell him about this person that's bothering me. And he says, well, let me tell you, as your doctor, here's the best thing to do. And I thought of you when he said this.
Yeah.
When someone's bothering you on the internet.
Don't look at them.
Just block them.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh my God, he knows.
He was like probably mid 40s. Okay. And so this doctor sat next to me in my bed on the little thing in this hospital room. And he would ask me, does this person bother you?
What were they saying about you?
Well, I don't need to say.
Okay.
Does this person bother you? Yes. Block him. And my doctor sat with me and blocked every single person in my personal life. And also every
single... So is that why you haven't been getting my messages?
But yeah, I blocked them all. And I'm not going to lie, I have not gotten a message I haven't wanted to receive in 3 days. And it's awesome. Because shit on the internet doesn't bother me. But when it's in my personal life, it's fucking all-consuming. Like, for example, if Kabuto Dick Sucker 69 is saying some bullshit about what I did on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't care. But like when your dad's upset at you, I can't think about anything else. Yeah. You know?
We actually give a shit about your dad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, blocked them all. He put me on some muscle relaxers. I put on Animal Crossing rain music while I was in the hospital bed. And the nurses came in. They were like, oh my God, you play Animal Crossing? I love that game. And I'm like, yeah. And I pass out. I call Leroux. He picks me up. And it was humiliating. I'm not going to lie. It was a humiliating experience because I'm a very, you know, I'm a pretty prideful guy. And I don't like knowing how much this person affected me. And I felt embarrassed because I also sent some people like, I'm not going to lie. I sent some people like, hey man, you've always been good to me. I'm sorry if I ever upset you.
Don't come to school on Tuesday.
No, I sent people like a goodbye message.
Yeah.
And then I was like, disregard the last message. I'm not dying. Yeah. But I sent a couple of those out and that was really embarrassing. Thankfully, I didn't go on Twitter. I really wanted to go on Twitter and tweet something out.
I'm dying.
Yeah, but I did not tweet it. I actually did the exact opposite. I just said, hey guys, I'm good. Complete lie. Complete fucking lie.
But then if you died, that would have been even sadder.
That would have been insane.
Than if you tweeted like, guys, I'm dying.
Yeah, that was the most.
Guess not.
Yeah, but.
People would have looked at it and been like, holy shit, that's crazy. But, he said he was fine.
I went They're home never and fine. All my roommates were up. They all gave me, I have a great house right now. They all gave me a hug. They told me it's gonna be okay. I've never been more happy in a home before.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. oh man, my roommates are so nice. And yeah. Then the next day, I took a mental reset day. I went to the flea market out in Kyle. I found some like $150 statues for like $30, which by the way,
what kind of statues?
Super Sonico, Hatsune Miku.
Oh, what the fuck? Wait, where was this?
Well, how about I take us there for a special?
I'm down. Asmund doesn't need more junk for his house, but
staying at the flea something. Market, dude, it was awesome. It was like a 9,000 degree.
Actually, Steak and Eggs flea market sounds kind of sick.
Doesn't
I'd
it?
Be down for that.
Yeah.
Fun as fuck. And then I also went to Schlitterbahn, chilled out on the lazy river. If you haven't been to Schlitterbahn, I highly recommend that you go.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important, because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
Also, I saw Borderlands, which was the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, you might have to go to the hospital again.
I thought it was a TV show.
No, it's a
You're
movie.
You're thinking of Fallout.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bro, holy shit. They had to have been trying to make that movie that fucking bad. It was.
That's so sad.
And I mean, it's not even bad to where you can make fun of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, this is horrible.
What happens is with those kinds of, because we talked to the director of Arcane when we went to Riot. They're like, a lot of those movies, it's because like these people who have never played games, they get the franchise sent to them and they're like, okay, I'll like look into the story and make a movie. It's because they don't actually know the game or give a shit about it.
Yeah.
So that's why that happens.
Made every single female in that movie really fucking ugly.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, so it's just like probably most video games now.
Yeah. No, it's like, what the fuck? Like, dude, if you look up Mad Moxie in Borderlands, she doesn't look like a sexy bartender. She just looks like a cracked out whore.
Oh, I did see some of the comparisons. Yeah, actually, like I have seen, so people were taking screenshots of like the characters in that movie versus like cosplayers.
Yeah.
I'll never understand why movie directors are like, yeah, this character has a distinct design in the original source. Let's make it look like a worse version of that.
I don't get it.
Like, just hire like a cosplayer or like a professional costume maker
or
something.
They had a cosplayer on set. They had Jessica Negri. She's in the film.
Huh?
She's in the film.
That's nuts. What the
fuck? Wait, what's she doing it?
She's one of the background bartender waitresses for Mad
Max.
Oh,
wait, I saw her videos of that. I thought she was just doing a photo shoot
and
something.
She looks amazing.
She probably looks better than the normal actress.
Yeah. Dude, Jay, pull up Mad Moxie, Borderlands movie. Yeah, she looked fantastic, but there was not a single standout role besides probably Jack Black as Claptrap, but they cast Kevin Hart as Roland, a fucking professional. Like, look at this ugly ass bitch. You cannot do that.
It don't look that bad.
Okay, go to the...
Do the bottom left.
That's not even her, though.
I don't think it's that bad. Like, I was expecting it to be worse.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be really, really bad.
Okay, you have to understand, Mad Moxie is, like, one of my original childhood crushes. Like, I just don't get why they couldn't have gotten someone who was below the age of 60 to play her. I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, it definitely...
You ever play Borderlands?
No.
Oh,
I had a friend that I watched him play it like a number of times. It's like all the characters have like those black outlines and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I looked at the game, I watched it played, and I was like, this doesn't look as good as World of Warcraft. And then I just didn't play it.
No, Borderlands 2 is one of the best games ever made. There's this character called Handsome Jack, bro. He's one of the best bad guys. He's so fucking good. It's one of those games you can play a million times. It's a perfect game. It's a looter shooter done to perfection. There's been nothing like it ever since. But yeah, it's fucking awesome. So goddamn good. But yeah, that was my week. Oh, and also I'm down to 243 pounds, which I'm happy about. I lost another 3 pounds.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
That's pretty good. I mean, you lost over almost 100 pounds.
Yeah, when Camp Canute happens on the 19th, I want to drop another 20 pounds.
Jesus.
I'm feeling really good.
Do you have like before pictures ready for like when you hit your goal weight?
Yes.
Because like, I guess that like we knew you when you were, how much
we
did you say
you were?
We knew
you when you were fat.
You probably knew me when I was like maybe 280, 290.
It's like hard to visualize the difference because it's like, you know, like over time you like don't really notice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel really good. And I fucked up my knee from pickleball. But then my homie's in town, her name's Sophia, and she helped me rehab it so I can walk on it again. Because I could not walk on it at all.
Why?
I think I'm just getting old, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm old and I'm tall.
That's bad. Oh, yeah. It's a debuff.
So what happened was I was doing her pickleball tournament, and before every single match, I would go like this. I would pre-pot, and then I would hit Tim Tebow. And then
I would go back up.
But I kept on slamming my knee into
the
concrete.
What a miserable tournament.
You didn't like it?
Bro, I hit the ball like 3 times.
Oh, it was miserable for her.
For me.
Yeah.
For me, I felt like a god. Oh, also, I'm doing Ludwig's tournament, which I'm excited about later, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So which team are you on?
I don't know. I think I'm on Team OTK. Yeah, I think I actually don't know what the tournament's for, but Ludwig arrested me and said, hey, man, want to come to LA? I said, sure, why the fuck not? but yeah, I fucked up my knee. Couldn't put any pressure on it, but like, I shit you not, like, I got two massage sessions with this chick called Jessica, really sweet. And then I trained with Sophia like twice. Fixed me up immediately.
Well, that's pretty good then.
Yeah, she's very, very smart.
I saw you walking around. Everything seems fine now.
Yeah, I can even jump.
You can jump.
Yep.
Wow.
Could you not jump before?
That's
no.
Oh,
shit.
During the injury? Hell no. It was bad, bad, bad. But yes, that was my week. How was your week?
Let's see. What did I do? I
He's been politics.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I've been arguing with people on the internet. I've been
That's what you always do.
Yes. And I've been playing a game called Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
No, shit.
Yep.
What do you think?
I miss when games were made for men.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. It was, I forgot how good it was.
It's so good.
Whenever I used to be the target audience.
Yep.
Holy fuck. It was amazing. Not yet. I'm going to finish it tomorrow.
Holy fuck.
Yes.
One of my favorites. It's in my top 20 for sure.
It's such a good game.
Dude, the music. Where are you at?
I beat Monsoon.
Ooh, you're early on.
I don't think so. I mean,
that's pretty early.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, I'm not sure. I played it 2 days on stream.
If that's 2 days, you probably have two more streams to do.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to do a lot tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say you should go. You should. Can I say who you fight?
Well, I mean, like, I know what the bosses are going to be, right? You're going to have to fight that samurai guy. You're going to have to Mecha Dick Cheney, and you're going to have to fight that Armstrong guy. I know that. Yeah.
Good. When you get, you should stop your next session right after Sam.
Uh huh.
And then finish the game after that.
Okay.
So you can break it up into two. I really hope you enjoy the Sam fight.
I love the game.
It's so fucking fun.
I don't know how it can be that good. It's like
which Metal Gear is this? What year?
Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. It was like 2013-ish.
Okay.
And it's so fucking good.
I'm embarrassed because
basically it's all about like the American military industrial complex going absolutely crazy. And this was like the day that Iran was going to blow up Israel. And I said, we're going to play this game today. That way we can, you know, we can be ready for World War III. And I thought it'd be funny. Not necessarily very funny, really, but I thought it'd be ironic. And so I played it and it was good. I loved it.
I can't believe I didn't recommend that to y'all. It's one of the games I recommend
Maybe
to everybody.
Maybe you have. I just said I was going to play it.
Yeah, it's up there with like everybody needs to play Elden Ring. Everybody needs to play Metal Gear Rise. Everybody needs to play Undertale.
Yeah.
Man, dude. And the memes.
Are good.
The game's jokes have aged. Yeah. It's better now than it used to be. It's so fucking funny. Stupid.
Yeah.
And you get to protect Barack Obama in the car, man.
Yep.
Fuck. What do you think about the playstyle?
I think it's fine. I mean, it took me a little bit of time to get used to it, but then after I understood it, it was okay. I like it.
You're someone who's you slam your head against the wall a whole shit ton. So I think the fight you're going to have the hardest time with is probably Big Baldy.
Oh, yeah?
When you get to Big Baldy, I think there's going to be a mechanic that might catch you up a little bit.
Okay.
But other than that, I think you're going to crush the fucking game.
All right.
And I think that's good. I don't think the game needs to be hard to be good.
Yeah.
It's just fun, man. Fuck.
No, I mean, I had a really good time playing it. It was fucking awesome. And like after that, like there's the Wukong game coming out. I've been playing Dragon's Dogma.
Finally.
Say what?
Finally.
Yes, finally. After 3 fucking years and 2 delays, it's finally coming out. And I hear a lot of good things about it too.
Yeah, that's like the one game that's coming out this year that I'm like, I'm probably going to play.
You're excited for
it?
You're actually going to play a video game?
The fuck you? That's all I've been doing.
You know, does playing League really count as playing a video game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get what you mean.
Half a video game, half self-harm.
Yeah, but you play like...
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, I haven't played shit.
You played Swarm, which is worse.
You think you don't like Swarm?
I love Swarm.
I feel like it's just boring compared to Vampire Survivors and Holocure.
I
only have been playing League with Soda in May.
Well, how's that going?
We played in our first tournament on Saturday.
You lose?
No, we got third place.
Out
of how many?
Yeah.
8.
So you got third place out of 8. So, damn, that's crazy. Wow, good job.
Thanks, man.
Great job, wow.
Who'd you lose to?
Well, we played Clash. We lost to some team called CBC.
There's random people?
Mm-hmm.
Were they sweaty?
Not really.
That's too bad.
Best of Bravo.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we're trying our best, okay? Our jungler's bronze.
Is that Who's Soda?
Yeah, Soda. It is.
No, Vay's actually so fucking good. That's crazy. She's actually so good.
Here we go. Best player. Who's number one?
You said Lucario.
Oh,
was
I thought
really
that
good.
You were going to say Lucario's probably best.
Number two?
Me.
Number three?
Vay.
Number four?
Nick.
Number five?
Soda.
Ooh. Wow. That's bad.
Is it like, now when, okay, here's Nick. Where's Soda at?
Okay, well, honestly, Nick and Vay are pretty close, like interchangeable. Honestly, sometimes they play better than me. Yeah. So, like, top 1 to 4, like, really depends on the game, and then Soda.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just, like, undisputed. That's crazy. Wow.
I'll coach him.
Yeah.
Just let me know. Soda needs a good coach, and I'll get in there, man.
Well, if League doesn't count, I've also been playing Bloodborne. I started doing Mario speedruns again.
How far did you get with Bloodborne
again
this time before you're going to quit again?
I'm not going to quit.
Okay.
It's a 30-hour game. No, I only quit last time because of only... Oh, wait, but OnlyFangs is starting again soon.
Ooh.
I only quit Bloodborne last time because of OnlyFangs. And OnlyFangs is starting again in like a month and a half.
That's exciting. Wow, yeah. I can't wait to watch somebody lose 40 hours of progress because they get disconnected.
It's going
to
be me.
Yeah, that's right. Disconnect at level 58. Die again 2 days before the raid starts.
Well, I've been learning Wario already because I'm done healing. I'm just tired of it. I'm over
you
it.
You said it wasn't even like a video game.
No, playing Wario made me realize WoW actually is a video game.
I know. It's great, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling them that playing... What was it? Playing Priest?
Yeah, you're playing Priest.
Playing Priest feels more like playing a mobile game than a PC game.
It's sad. That's fucking
bad. Tectone didn't like that.
Oh, no, it's true. It's like you're basically...
Like he said mobile games
you
are
You exist
better.
So somebody else can play the game and have fun.
Yep.
Like, you don't have fun in order for them to always have fun.
Your purpose in life.
Yep, that's right. That's all you're good for.
My purpose is to heal.
That's right. Is this all I'm good for? Yes.
Yep.
You revive and you flash heal.
Yep.
And now... a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies, and welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
So I am very curious.
Yeah.
And, you know, feel free to catch me because there's very little times where I truly don't give a fuck. But over my spiritual awakening, which I've kind of decided to just only do content that I want to do now, so I'm doing a lot more friend-based content.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And things are going really good, surprisingly. What is going on with Mr. Beast, Asmund?
So he apparently did everything wrong. So like, for example, there's like a time where he invited a guy and he didn't pay him apparently. And he took his video idea, but this is like probably the most like sketchy one. And then also, oh God, I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, I was talking about
Holy shit.
Because. Go ahead. I don't really follow a lot of internet drama closely. I kind of get my information from what my friends who are content creators are saying, or like stuff I just see. And I was like, no one's really trying to talk about this Mr. Beast stuff, so it must not be that bad. But then I realized people aren't talking about it because it is that bad.
Oh,
I was like, no.
Yeah.
So here's my issue. And this is what I hate with cancel culture, is that people are retarded on the internet. And so what happens is that, let's say for you, for example.
Right.
Let's say this happens to Asmund and you kill somebody.
Nice.
Okay?
Who?
You kill Wontep. You know? Just for fun.
For
what
fun.
The internet will do is they'll say, yeah, he's a murderer. And the video games he plays are shit. And his music taste is shit. When it's like, okay, so why are we just making things up? Why don't we just be angry at him for what he did? And what I mean by that is the Mr. Beast drama. I get it. Associating with Chris when he's like a weirdo lolicon. I get it. That's not good.
Not super cool.
What's really not good is hiring a sexual predator and bringing him around children and then making a joke about where he's not allowed to be in because he fucked with children. That's not good.
That was crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I had to like double check that to make sure it was real. I was yes. like, there's no way.
That's insane. Now, what wasn't crazy? Well, the internet is completely overblown. And let me know if you think I'm wrong here. There's some dude who did a Mr. Beast video where he was put into a room for 10 days and he's claiming Mr. Beast tortured him because the fluorescent lights were too bright.
I think that it was an obvious, like people were saying it's a war crime. It's not a war it's crime. Not. But it's unethical and it's bad. He shouldn't have done it. It's not a good thing that Mr. Beast did it. And really, like, what is the difference between Mr. Beast and Jigsaw? Not that big of a difference.
Money.
Yeah.
And well, consent.
Oh, consent is a good point. Yeah.
Yes.
Consent. So, but there's a funny thing about that. And so basically, these people get kind of pressured into doing it. And then they can't, like, they're in like a fucked up headspace. And so they can't go.
They don't let them leave.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they can leave, but they're getting pressured and like mentally manipulated into staying. And it's like you could say, I mean, it's not the same thing, right, as being a prisoner, but it's not good to do that either. And I think it's pretty weird. I do. But Mr. Beast is doing it for the content. That's all it is.
I just think that comparing torture to, I'm going to stay in this room every day for $10,000 and I'm allowed to leave whenever I want. But because this fluorescent light was very bright, Mr. Beast tortured me. I feel like that's just a little bit hyperbolic.
I think it's in the middle, right? I do. I think it's in the middle. I don't think that he got tortured. I think that obviously he consented to this and he could have left at any time. They never, as far as I know, physically restrained him. And if they did, then I think that somebody needs to go to jail.
Absolutely. That happened.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, of course, right? So like that's my perspective. I think that now that all this stuff has come out, what do you think Mr. Beast should do?
Well, hold on. I want to file this before I get to that part.
Okay.
So I think the internet is very fucking soft. And I think people are being way too big of pussies about this fucking shit with the fucking fluorescent light.
There's like 10 things that people are mad at Mr. Beast for.
Yeah.
And four of them are extremely valid.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
But there are the two or three that are like, okay. Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So like Fear Factor.
Yeah.
$10,000, eat bugs, get women to drink horse piss and horse cum.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I watched it.
You know, Survivor, go on an island, be yeah. robbed of all modern technology, fight for your life. You skip days of
guess
eating.
How many people died on Survivor?
I think two.
Three.
Three?
I think it's three, yeah. I think yeah. the number's three.
And how many still, people died in the Mr. Beast video?
No. Nope. Zero. So far.
Yep.
Zero so far.
Yep.
And right. that needs to change.
And then they say, well, it's the isolation. It's because he's isolated. There's also Isolation Island in Survivor, where they make someone stay by themselves, completely in the dark, alone.
So, you bring up a good point, and yeah. part of what you're saying is accurate.
Sure.
But there is a big difference,
sure.
is that those other game shows have official regulations, and there are people that are on set, and they are required to be on set to advocate for and protect the best interest of the contestants. So there's what's considered to be at least an equal sense of participation. Whereas in the Mr. Beast video, that power dynamic is a lot different.
Can you speak to that with absolute certainty?
I mean, like 98%, because like 95%.
The guy who was in the room, he was talked to by a psychiatrist on day 10. To make sure that he was okay.
But that's not somebody who is there with the explicit purpose of advocating for his best interest.
Sure.
So that's a little bit different. But I see what you're saying. Sure.
Yeah. I just, it's a very messy situation. But I feel like the internet just needs to relax on the small shit and just really focus on the big shit.
I think it definitely devalues a message when you focus on things that aren't real, or you focus on, you make mountains out of molehills, because when you do that, people are like, oh, you're just exaggerating at this point.
Exactly.
Like, who gives a shit?
Stick to the facts.
Yeah.
Stick to what you can prove, because when you give the internet the opportunity to devalue certain claims due to the illegitimacy of your claims, it is going to make the real points also feel less valued, because what people do is they come at you with A, B, C, D, and E, and because you disproved D, now everybody thinks the rest of them are wrong.
Well, it's also, I think it's a little bit more simple than that. It's like, how many of you guys have read an article about something you knew a lot about, but there was something that was just like so blatantly, obviously wrong in the article? Have you ever had that happen?
Absolutely.
Emmy, you've had that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, so we've all had this happen. Mm. And so what would you logically assume from that? Well, this is what I would assume. I would assume every other article that's written about things that I'm not very versed in and understanding, that they are also full of massive inconsistencies that I just simply don't have the knowledge to be able to identify. So what happens is that whenever you give somebody 5 points and one or two of the points is faulty, a person's brain is going to think, I know you lied about these two. What's to say that you're not lying about all five? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Because like, you might just not have the evidence or the information to know that all five aren't true. But if you know one isn't true, what else are they trying to hide?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Just really sucks. I really like Mr. Beast videos.
He's going to come back. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine as well.
Yeah.
But I would also like him to obviously take care of his contestants and not put children in danger.
Yeah, on the opposite side of that, I think the next video, in order to really apologize, someone needs to die.
I think so.
You've been saying that every week for like 6 weeks. Well, he wants this so bad.
Awesome. Right, yes, that's what he needs to do. It's like, if you want to make it exciting, you know what you have to do, Mr. Beast.
Dude, I know what you need to do for your YouTube channel is make your own Mr. Beast videos, but like fucked up ones.
Give me an idea.
Okay, why don't you just have, hold on, I'm getting a call. Why don't you just have, just put like 10 people in your house and see who can stay there the longest?
That's the best you can do.
Okay, what about, I put 100 of my best friends in Minecraft, last one to talk to a miner wins $1 million.
That's good. How about this? Mr. Beast takes 100 people that all have terminal illnesses, and he has them eat only the Mr. Beast chocolate Feastables, and the last person to die wins a bunch of money for their family.
Yep.
And then you take the top people who have won, and like into each different 10, and then you take their flesh and you feed it to vegans who have never eaten meat before, and you see which one of the vegan was able to identify which one of them ate the most Feastables.
Yep. Or
how about that?
You fuck 100 of your subscribers.
That's so boring. Come on, you can do better than that. You've got to be creative.
Well, I don't want to I don't want to suggest any crimes, because you're people need to die.
No, it couldn't be worse than what I just said, right? So go ahead.
Yeah, it could.
No, okay, go ahead, try.
You got it.
No.
Okay, this is so boring.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I bombed every convenience.
I have more. If Mr. Beast, listen, Mr. Beast can reach out to my agent, we can work something out, okay? Like, I'll come up with some video ideas for you. I guarantee you people will watch.
You could recreate like a Roman Colosseum or something.
What would you have?
Boring?
Well, okay. But like, how would you make it exciting?
They actually kill each other.
But how would they decide if they kill each other?
If they're dead? What?
How about this? So what if you had to beat somebody into submission, and whenever the person submitted, viewers could like or dislike the video, whether they die or not. And then Mr. Beast could do the thumbs up or thumbs down based off of it. And that way it puts the viewers in control.
Wait, so this would be a live stream or a video?
Be a live stream.
That'd be fucking awesome, man.
Isn't this called like a... Never mind.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Okay, this is my 5th take doing this goddamn ad, because I keep on being told what I can or cannot say. Do you like unfiltered content? Do you like me being able to be 100% at all times possible? Then check out our Patreon. There are tons of episodes that you can go check out. Me, Emmy, Asmin saying the most out-of-pocket shit that you have ever seen. I shit you not. If you watch the episode where me and Hassan and Will, we talk about like how good Yoda is at giving head for like 15 minutes. So like if you want some insane out-of-pocket shit, just check out the Patreon. We rarely ever plug the damn thing, but it's really good. It's called Steak and Eggs Overcooked, and I think you guys would really enjoy it. And I finally have the freedom to say everything that I want to say. Check out the Patreon. Appreciate you guys, and enjoy the rest of the episode. I really feel like bringing the Colosseums back are like the next big Twitch streams.
You think so?
Yep. Imagine, man. You get like Kai Sinat.
Maybe that's what they should do. You know, that's like the next level of the, you know, these catching predators is you catch two of them at the same time and you have them fight each other to for which one gets sent to the police.
Yep.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
And then the other one just gets set free.
Yeah. Yeah, catch and release. Well, give them an ankle bracelet, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
A slap on the wrist.
Yeah, but bro, like you gotta stop talking to these kids, man.
Yeah, man. It really is a bad year to be a minor, bro.
Yeah.
It is so rough.
It's been a crazy year. It has been. I don't know. Like all of the Mr. Beast stuff and like the other like weird drama with Chris and everything. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's exhausting.
Did y'all see Miz's new game, Unrooted?
I did. I played it.
What'd you think?
Fucking piece of shit.
Okay.
Fucking God, I oh my God, bro. Like I spent an hour on that fucking game. I told him he fucked up with that game. He did. You know what? You know why? Because
it's really hard, isn't it?
More importantly. So the game has to string you along for at least 2 hours before you realize that you're dog shit at it, because at that point you can't refund.
Is that how it's supposed to be for those kinds of games?
Yeah. Yeah, you know a lot of the games.
No, because all those games I play, like, bro, like, I'm like in the same area for like 3 hours.
Yeah, but like you really sucked at jumping. No. Like that was embarrassing.
Yeah, no. And
yeah,
he said that Unrooted's like the same difficulty as Jump King. I was like, like he told me don't even play until they add checkpoints, but apparently they're not even adding them. So I was like,
really? They're not? Oh, okay. Fuck. Yeah, no, I did play it. Did you play it?
Fuck no.
Why not?
It looks like
you're waiting
shit.
For a sponsor?
Yeah. Oh, I won't play it for maybe like $5,000 an hour. We'll see.
Yeah,
just
you
like,
think so?
Just like Squeaks.
What if Miz hosts you or something?
I hate not do that.
Nah, yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah, I stream too early, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I enjoyed the game. I thought it was good. Like, all like the gameplay and everything is well put together. It's just a very hard, challenging
little
platformer.
Little plant guy is cute.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it looks nice. The visuals are good. It's not a bad game. It's just very hard. It's actually a hard, challenging game. Or I'm a fucking idiot. Probably both. But definitely it's hard.
So I wonder about Black Myth Wukong.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel that it is going to be, this is a crazy prediction, I think it's going to be one of the better Souls games. I really do.
I think that's undoubtable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I feel like it might be top three.
Well, because like, what would you say are the top three?
For me, it's Dark Souls as number two. Dark Souls 1.
Well, is it besides the From Software ones?
And Bloodborne's From Software, right?
Yes.
Because that's the number one.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
Okay. So let's say Hollow Knight.
That's okay. Yeah.
That's pretty close.
No, it's close like as in the same way that like FIFA is close to like Mario
to
Party.
Madden.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they're kind of the same because there's a bunch of guys on the screen.
It's so hard to think the From Software's that's not From Software. There's Crab's Treasure.
Lies of P, Crab's Treasure, Anotria.
Well, I'm not going to lie. The Souls from non-software is...
We know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, they're not that good.
Okay.
Yeah, so probably I would just say this will be the first good one.
I thought Stellar Blade was amazing.
Oh, yeah, that one
really,
was okay.
I think that if that game didn't have, like, that hot female protagonist, because, like, it was, like, that changed all the dialogue about the game just to that.
Yeah.
Like, actually, the game was really good. The gameplay was awesome. So, yeah, that was a good game. I don't know if that's really Souls-like. It's hard really to say, like, how do you define that?
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's kind of Souls-like, at least. And, like, that was good. Innotria was fun. Lies of P was very hard, but I think it was a pretty decent game. and had some bullshit in it. Another Crab's Treasure was insanely fucking good. It had no right to be that good.
I need to play that game.
You do.
I'm moving amazing. Away from lewd content.
Why?
I've completely stopped looking at porn.
Okay.
Which was very different for me. I haven't looked at porn in over a month.
Why?
Just thought I want to see how I feel.
Okay.
It was very difficult. And then I realized, oh, I just don't like looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've stopped jerking off too for a month.
Have you started figuring out like quantum physics yet?
No, but I've become a lot more active.
Oh, really?
And I get out of bed way quicker. I go to sleep way easier. I work out way harder. And I think that shit is not good. I think I normalized it too much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. And I also just feel way healthier.
Fuck. I mean, there you go. That's good.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so hey, boys, try NoFap. And it wasn't just because I saw some fucking meathead on the internet say, you're ruining your life by jerking off.
So you did it for a month?
Still doing it.
Jesus, that's a long time.
And I don't even fucking want to.
Yeah, those guys even give good advice in general. Like, those are the guys that are like, shower in cold, like cold freezing water, eat steak and eggs and raw honey off a cutting board and you'll be good.
Yeah, you have to eat a bull's nutsack to be a real man.
You know about Liver King?
Yeah.
Man, that guy's fucking insane. Dude, he's so full of shit. It's ridiculous.
So funny.
I was so excited when he got exposed to be a fucking fraud. Like, bro, these people are so desperate for clout, just purposely spreading misinformation as like a fitness health content creator is so fucking bad.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I get it if you're like spreading misinformation in like a video game. That's fine. Like, when you do shit like how to ninja loot, that's not really gonna actually affect people's lives detrimentally. But telling people like eat raw liver only goat testicles to get jacked.
Yeah, like some of those like powder supplements that they tell people to buy, I'm like, that's good. I don't know.
Yeah. That shit is not good.
This will get your heart rate up to 250.
That's what peak gains are made. I'm like, no, it's not, man.
That's like a caveman. You gotta be like a bull. You gotta be like a real man, a caveman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I hate that shit. It's like internet dad behavior. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Internet dads. Yeah. I feel like the Wukong game is going to be one of the better Souls-like games. I think that it will be probably closer to God of War more than Souls, it seems.
You think?
Oh, really?
I think it's because it seems like it's going to be more of a guided story experience. Actually, you know what? Maybe a better example would be Sekiro.
I think it'll
be closer to Sekiro. It's not going to be like Elden Ring, I don't think. Because as far as I know, I don't think there's like just a wide open world. It's more or less like kind of how Dark Souls 3 is, where there's like open interconnected areas.
I mean, that's most Souls games anyway.
Yeah.
I don't like open world games. They're too much. I like being put on train tracks and just say, go there next. That's where the fun thing is. Go there next. That's where the fun thing is.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. Like maybe it's just because like, you know, playing Elden Ring on stream, but almost every time I'd be like, okay guys, like, what's the next area I should do? Because it's like, I don't want to just run around and like waste 2 hours.
Yeah.
I do.
Sure.
I just totally zone the fuck out.
Yeah.
I just play the game.
Yeah, I don't do that. When I play a game, I'm like, this is dedicated time. I want to see something fucking cool. Like, for example, if I were to walk into this fucking room and be told, oh, yo, Techie, you got a Nerds rope, a bag of Doritos, and a Coke waiting for you. You're good to go. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to drink it right now. I won't find any enjoyment where someone says, yo, I hid some snacks around the room. You have to find them.
Yeah, but what if they said that they had Golden Corral in the back of the room and they had the chocolate fountain, but you had to do a backflip to get in the chocolate fountain? That sounds pretty good, right? I mean, yeah.
You fuck with Golden Corral?
Hell yeah.
I've never been, bro. I heard that's place where diseases
are
born.
Have you been there?
I've been to one Golden Corral, and honestly, I liked it.
That's right.
But it's one of those restaurants where you eat it and you're like, I just know something's not right here.
Wait, what?
Dude, many Golden Corrals get shut down for like health reasons.
That's bullshit, guys.
Coming from you, though.
Yeah, that's total bullshit.
I don't know, man.
Remember last time I went to Golden Corral.
Nah, it's like this something's good, too good to be true. This isn't right.
I looked around and I was the only person there that wasn't overweight.
You know what it is? It's like going into Molten Core without fire res gear. right? But you're full fire res, and you're saying like, oh yeah, Baron Geddon barely even fucking hurts, right? But like, we don't have fire res yet. We don't have disease protection from Golden Corral. That's why you get to enjoy it. We
just
don't
run out of the AOE.
Yeah, well, AOE's hard to dodge.
Then don't go
like
to Golden Corral. It's like the fucking poison swamp.
It's a good. Yeah. No, it's not, guys. It's delicious. It's amazing. It's an American staple. Okay,
dude. Even when we went to Texas Roadhouse, kind of, I was like, okay, like it was good, but I don't know.
It was when we went. It was ass. That shit was not good.
You didn't like the steak.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
And then Emmy's burger was fucking disgusting.
I mean, that was my fault because I asked for a rare burger and I was like, wait, why is that it raw?
You said medium rare and they heard raw.
Okay, I did mean like a little pink, like pink on the inside, you know? It was just straight raw.
Yeah, that's what
nasty
as well.
It was gross. Mm.
Yeah.
What's an underrated food restaurant?
Underrated food restaurant. We talked about this last week. Culver's.
Oh!
Yeah.
I can't say it.
And so,
what the fuck? What was that about?
We'll talk about it later.
I'll tell you about it later. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And so, basically, Culver's, I think, is fucking delicious. And I don't think enough people realize that.
I think the burgers are all right.
Yeah, it's good. And they've got really good shakes. And let's see.
Oh, the shakes were crazy.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Their mozzarella bites are mid.
Uh-huh.
They're overrated as fuck.
Cheese curds. I thought they were okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're over-seasoned. You know, just let the cheese work. It's cheese. You don't need to mm-hmm. batter it that much.
Yeah.
But I do really enjoy the texture of their patties. It tastes more like liver than it tastes like beef to me. And I fucking love liver personally. I need more grilled onions
liver
on that shit though. For me, I think Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, I think people
have you ever
been
to a Cracker Barrel, Amy?
No.
Ooh.
My brother worked at a Cracker Barrel.
Ooh.
So like Cracker Barrel is essentially heaven for white people.
It literally is
a
Cracker Barrel.
Anything that a white person likes is there.
Like what?
Rocking chairs, mayonnaise.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like what do they serve?
Oh, dumplings.
Dumplings?
Chicken and dumplings.
Okay.
Burgers.
Okay. Yep.
Eggs.
Yep.
Bacon.
That's right.
Turkey.
Stew.
Yep.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, this sounds awesome.
Fried okra.
It's really good.
Fried okra.
They have like a whole gift shop area. Like I think I can actually find a picture of it.
Yeah. Every server is some like big backed white woman with a huge ass, slightly racist undertones.
Okay.
Right. Like if you go there with a black person, they will give them ugly looks, but it's part of the experience.
They don't do that. I've seen plenty of black people at Cracker Barrel.
I'll be real, Zizix. I remember what they did to you, bro. That shit was fucked up. They also have this really fun IQ test that you can take at the table where it's like you have to bounce the picks over the other picks. And if you get three or more, you're retarded. So you get to shit talk each other at the table.
Wait, I didn't even know that.
I don't get it.
That's insane. They also have oil lanterns that you can light at the table. Nobody ever does it, but it's part of the experience.
Uh-huh.
Oh, have you guys ever been to a Cheddar's?
I don't even know what Cheddar. That's your cat.
We're still going on Cracker.
Sorry, go on. Then I'll complain about Cheddar's.
They got Checkers and Chess by a lit fireplace. Authentic, mm-hmm. right? Like 100 rocking chairs inside the restaurant, outside the restaurant. So many gifts that you're never gonna fucking buy. It's like those presents that you would get from a grandma that you know doesn't really fucking know you that much, but just getting you something because they feel like they should. And it does smell like your grandmother. You'll go there and you'll miss your grandma. For us white folks, at least. What does your grandma smell like?
What does my grandma smell like?
Yeah.
Gardenia and lavender.
Okay, mine smells like dust and butterscotch.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because they said that they don't move too much, so she like kind of collects it.
Oh, my grandma still moves a lot, and she uses lotion, so she has that dusty smell.
Oh, so your grandma can get it?
No. What the fuck?
I thought I'd be able to find a photo of it. It looks like I can't. Yeah. Unfortunately, the Cracker Barrel gift shop, but they have tons of fucking shit there.
Yeah.
Is it all Cracker Barrel themed?
Think about what would white people who go to a restaurant named Cracker Barrel want to have?
I don't know, like a t-shirt?
They have that.
Like shot glasses?
There it is. Yeah.
Oh Cracker my God, Barrel, man. Mugs.
That's right.
Is that a wall of hot sauce?
Yeah.
Probably.
They have old sodas and they have like stuffed animals and like different like ornaments. And you see
the one person in the photo sitting down. Mm-hmm.
That's the youngest person in the building.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
I remember I got taken to a Cracker Barrel when I was in third grade, and they had this whole thing. I've ordered the same thing my whole life. I get the chicken and dumplings with a side of dumplings with a side of fried okra. I've been getting this shit for nearly 30 fucking years, and I used to never be able to finish it. And my dad was tired of me wasting fucking food, and he says, "If you eat the whole thing, son, I'm going to give you $100. And I say, $100? Well, goddamn, I can get the new Pokemon game. So I start slopping that shit the fuck down. I eat my whole plate for the first time ever. And my dad gets kind of pissed off at me. He's like, okay, whatever, man. You didn't finish all the sauce. And then I say, that's what I ate, by the way. And I said, you want me to drink the gravy? And he says, yes, that sounds weird from a son to a dad. Anyways, so I slop the gravy down. I'm about to puke. And then he pulls out his wallet. And he says, I ain't going to give you $100. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get $100.
That's fucked up.
What?
And he asked
That's
me.
That's fucked.
And he asked me, how many $100 bills do I have in my wallet right now?
That's fucked.
And I just say, I don't know, 8. And he had 8. And I got the $100. And my dad thought I was a fucking thief. And he was like, how the fuck did you know that? And I'm like, I'm just guessing, Paul. I got my $100. I didn't buy video games. I actually bought Yu-Gi-Oh cards on it. But I have so many good memories of Cracker Barrel, man. You can't go there and not have a good time. Like, it's been the same for decades, and it'll continue to be the same for decades. It's a perfect place, man. It's so fucking good. Go there and get the chicken and dumplings.
So that's your underrated restaurant?
Yeah.
All right, I mean, what about you?
I just wanted to bitch about how shit of a restaurant Cheddar's is.
Oh.
So fucking disappointing. Like, doesn't Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen sound like a good-ass restaurant? It's literally worse Applebee's.
That shouldn't stand, because like, Applebee's is trash.
That's hard to do.
I mean, maybe it's just the Cheddar's I went to, but I was so excited. I was like, dude, I've always, like, heard about Cheddar's.
Yeah.
I've heard the name. Like, my cat's name is Cheddar. Like, bro, I bet it's really good. It must be amazing there.
You were excited.
I mean, maybe it's just this one location, but it's literally, like, microwave food, which I know, like, Applebee's is, but it's not even, like, decent tasting. It was, oh, my God, it was so ass, but they had that, like, table tablet where you can play trivia games.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing trivia with this guy in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and I won most of the time.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's insane.
So the whole story was such a dog shit
restaurant, and it was like empty except for like one huge family of like 15 people and then one other table, and I was like...
I'm sorry.
I never been to Cheddar's before.
I'll go.
Don't.
Okay. I'll never go to a Cheddar's again.
Don't. It was awful.
Underrated.
Go to Applebee's or BJ's.
I mean, like, do I have an underrated? Oh, I said Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Culver's today.
Culver's is good. Steak and Shake is good. It's basically the same thing.
Do they have one of those in Austin?
They did, and then they got rid of it.
Ooh, you know what's crazy?
What?
Didn't we go to one? We, like, filmed the thing.
My only job was at a Steak and Shake in Austin.
Really?
So if that Steak and Shake's closed, that's probably good because the working conditions were disgusting.
Is it the one on I-35?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yep. No fucking idea. I worked there probably back in 2014. Probably I worked there for maybe a couple days, maybe a day. I finished training, and then the first table they wanted me to seat. They didn't speak English, so I just left.
That was it? You were done?
That's pretty much it.
See ya, guys.
And they said, yeah, we'll make sure you never get another job in the service industry in Austin. I say, okay, well, I'm not planning on getting another job.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, I'm all good. Oh, wait,
they said the same thing to me whenever I stopped showing up to work at a job. They said that if I they said it looks really bad if you just stop showing up to work and you just randomly leave. And I said, yeah, I'm gonna lie on my resume. How do you think I got this job? And then I just left.
I used me being Diamond in Threes in League of Legends to get my Steak and Shake job.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're very high rank in League of Legends. My son plays that game. And I say, yeah, you know, I play with my two buddies. That means you have good leadership skills. This is a really interesting question that I think we should just talk about and then wrap the episode up.
Okay.
Hey.
What would you guys want the final episodes of Steak and Eggs to look like, and what would you want to do?
Destroying the set.
Rage room set.
Yeah.
And then maybe like we like bake like a cake and put candles on it, then we sit in the middle of the wreck and we blow out the candles together and then we eat cake on top of the set.
And then we light the set on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that makes me sad.
And then we cook steak and eggs on the fire.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That way you get like the plastic flavoring into the steak.
That's a very dark question for me. The final episode, that makes me sad to think about. I wonder.
Well, there's plenty of wood on this set.
There's some plastic
too. Most of
too.
It's wood. How many, we just use the wood.
How many more episodes do you think we got?
I don't know. Probably at least 13. One or two. Yeah, I mean, I'd say at least one or two.
13.
13? Okay.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Jeez.
Why so little?
Ooh, wow.
That's a lot.
We're not going to make it to 100?
No.
Damn. So it's going to be episode 80 is whenever it's going to mm-hmm. end. You think so? Okay.
Oh, that's... So
something's going to happen.
No, stop. Stop. You're giving me anxiety. Wait. Don't say that. Man. Yeah, well, hope to God nothing happens. Jesus. For me, I think it would just be nice to just... I would really like the last episode of Steak and Eggs to have a guest. I would like Dr. K on, and I would really just like to go on a hike with you guys in the wilderness and just talk about how we're feeling and how
maybe it
was.
Would be the last episode of Steak and Eggs because in the wilderness we're ambushed by mountain lions and they kill us.
Oh, but what, like, if one person was going to survive because someone has to
it would
bring
be
back
Dr.
the footage.
K. He would tell the story.
Oh, he would bring the camera back?
Yeah, and he would say, this is what happened. This is the true story.
Dude, that was a morbid thought was when I thought I was dying in the hospital.
Yeah.
I remembered what my last stream was and I was really happy with it. I was like, that's a good stream for me to die on.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, it was a really good stream. It was me and my two buddies and we were just talking about anime mm-hmm. and doing like random brain games and challenges. I did a history test. And a United States geography test, and that was humiliating.
How'd that go?
Humiliating. Yep.
What was your score?
23 out of 50.
That's pretty good.
That's not that bad.
It's different when like some of the answers were just like given to me.
Yeah. Okay. So it was
For trivia, it's not that bad.
Yeah. But yeah, it was miserable, and but in a good way. But yeah, I was like, man, that was my last stream, huh? I hope they remember me as a guy who had good friends. Man. I need to take a massive shit.
Okay, let's read some questions.
Right. All right.
Okay. So yeah. Tectone looks like the kind of guy that would wake everyone up just to tell them that he's going back to sleep. You know what? I think that really makes a lot of sense. I agree. I definitely
He'd
think
be like,
so.
Just letting you know. Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Guys. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed. Yeah, all right. Good night. Yeah, I'll see you later, man. Yeah, I love you, dude.
And then, Next one, Vanic7922, Tectone, the type of person to find a penny in the couch and say, oh boy, today's my lucky day.
What's wrong with that? Have you ever had that happen?
Finding a penny in the couch?
Well, I mean, finding, what's the most amount of money that you've ever found?
One time when I was a kid, I found a $100 bill in the gutter.
And?
I turned it over. It was one of those religious things. It's like, hey, the bigger, it's better than $100, Jesus Christ.
Jesus is
call this number.
You think you could save $100? Have you ever thought about saving your life? Yeah, of course. No, I've seen that.
It was for sure planted there too because it had the face side up that looked like a real $100 bill.
Oh, really?
It's but like besides that, I think
lure you in?
$5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'd say $5 is pretty good. I've never found anybody's. Well, I never have. Let's see. Next, Captain Creeping Death. Pretty irresponsible of Tectone to leave someone and not someone in charge of talking over Emmy.
You fucked that up so bad.
Okay, say it again.
Pretty irresponsible of Tectone to leave and not put someone in charge of talking over Emmy. What, yeah. You not going to do it?
Yeah, what happened to him? Is there anything?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
You want to read the last one?
Oh, Tectone might not be here this week, but we still can't let him forget about his lack of World War II knowledge. I really need to go to the museum.
Yeah.
Please take me. Because this, I mean, I'm even being told.
When did World War I start? When did it end?
Guys, we should go to the Christian Science Museum.
I want to do that. I want to learn about how people rode dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty exciting,
that
right?
Sounds like a really nice time.
Yeah.
When did it happen?
1914 to 1918.
I'm really glad I didn't say what I thought.
Well, you son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Just say it.
I'm good.
He's probably
Wait,
thinking 1913.
Move the mic away and whisper it. Go like, do one of these.
I really thought that one was going to be in the 1800s. I really did. I thought.
At least it was closer than the other one.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know.
Oh, wait, I think you kind of talked into the other mic.
No,
just, there's no way they heard.
Yeah, no, there's no way, guys.
Yeah, no,
there's no way at all.
I really thought maybe there was a chance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're back.
Back at it again, another episode. So yeah, guys, it was a...
Wait, dude, can we have a porn star on for episode 69?
Who are you thinking?
I'll bring one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll do a porn episode
69. Oh, good. I don't care.
Are you down at me?
Yeah, I don't care.
Fuck yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Look forward to that in the comments. Thanks for watching, boys. Like, comment, subscribe, and check out our Patreon. Really appreciate it. And can't wait to read those comments today, guys.
Hi, boys. Peace. See ya.
Bye.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines from your eyes. It brightens in a cloudy day. And I find your light, shine brighter when you turn to shine your light my way.
If you had to make a choice to remove one body part slash limb, which one would it be?
Leg. It'd be easy, right? Because like you can have a fake leg, and legs you don't really need to do anything with them, right? Other than walk around. And you can walk around with one leg pretty easily, right? Whereas if you lose one of your hands, then it's like way harder to play video games.
Yeah, well, it says body part slash limb, so like could you like... Maybe I'd remove my ears. Yeah, I was going to say.
Or like one ear.
I mean, people can't even see my ears usually anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I could remove my nose because I can't smell anything anyway.
Okay, but then your face would be fucked up. How are you going to stream?
Well, it's already fucked up. And also, Voldemort was kind of cool.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
True. Well, if I had to do a limb, probably the left leg.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah, because, the non-dominant leg.
Yeah, because like you're sitting on your fucking computer all day anyway, right? So who cares?
Yeah, but then you'd have to like put on your prosthetic leg to go down the stairs.
No, you just go down there with one leg, or you go down with a stick.
You're gonna hop down the stairs?
Yeah. And also, like, why would you be up the stairs? Fuck that. Yeah, if I only have one leg, I'd say, all right, I'm gonna put this downstairs. I'm not going up the stairs. It sounds
all right.
Awful.
Fair enough.
Yeah.